Hi all, it's Jack, and I want to wish you a happy hump day. Let's say that again, hump day. So I was playing around with trying to generate a spontaneous hokey pokey, but I don't know if I have it in me. And now that these flash mobs are so prevalent, I don't know if I want to do it. If you go back in time, you'll see years and years ago, the old Schmata Queen and I talked about putting together a spontaneous hokey pokey. I told her that we couldn't do it in Cleveland because I was afraid the river would burst into flame and that everybody would be hurt. So, excuse me while I duck. She has a very large black purse that she's going to swing at me. Takes a little bit of doing because it's so heavy, but once that sucker gets moving, woo, man, it hurts. Good thing I got a hard head. So it's been a couple weeks since we moved into the new place, and unpacking is a pain in my ass. I am tired of it. It's been kind of nice to see some of the stuff that's been locked up in storage for 2.5 years, and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, boy, we packed quickly, didn't we? Because if I'd really thought about it, I would have gotten rid of it. But that's how it goes. It's part of the joy of life. There's joy in the journey, and you don't want to have any regrets. So that's not all woo-woo new age stuff either to me. That's something I really believe. And the older I get, and the more I see and do, the more I focus on trying to make sure I'm doing things that fill my heart and soul. And I'm not being totally sarcastic when I say that. And if you read the blog, and if you've talked to me in real life, you know this to be true. But even though I'm in the process of doing those things, it's the process sometimes that gets me. And the process of unpacking these boxes is just tedious. But we're coming along, and slowly but surely we're getting there. And then I've been thinking again about writing. I've really been on a kick lately, where I've been thinking very hard about what it is I'm trying to accomplish, what stories do I want to tell, how do I pull apart these stories and add layers to them. And it's sort of an interesting thing to me because when I talk about layers, I'm not trying to talk about there being hidden symbolism in what I'm writing. If I say that she had a big black purse, it's because she had a big black purse. It's not supposed to be something else. The sky is blue because the sky is blue. It's gray because it's gray. The river is in flames or it's not in flames. There's nothing more than that. But still, there's something interesting about developing layers and stories because people are not just they're complex. They're multiple layers. And sometimes I think about it from the standpoint of myself because I know myself best. I'm a man. I'm a son. I'm a father. I've got multiple roles that I fill. A brother. So you can look at my perspective on any number of things that happen, and depending sort of on what hat I'm wearing at the time, that impacts how I view it. So that's when I'm thinking about storytelling, I'm sort of thinking about that, and I'm thinking about context. And we'll give a shout out to Ron Maddox, who put together a real nice post on LinkedIn the other day about content marketing and Private Ryan and context. And if you haven't found that, go look it up. And if you can't find it and you want to, let me know, and I'll help you get in touch with it. But the other thing I'm sitting here thinking about, I'm looking at just about 10 years of blogging. And I'm thinking, what is my best material? And this is something that I think about quite a bit. But as the 10-year anniversary or blogiversary comes closer and closer, I'm really trying to focus a little bit more on determining what's the best I've written? What's my best stuff? How do I identify that? Is it by comments? Is it by traffic? Is it by gut feeling? Rolling chicken bones? What is it? And I'm not sure that there's ever going to be a consensus or uniform opinion there, but I think there's merit in trying to figure that out, at least from a writing standpoint. And like I said, I've been having a lot of fun picking that apart. So that's what I got for you right now. We'll talk more later about many other things like Getty Pictures. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful.